This is Elliot Rutstein with Shout Factory TV, and you're listening to Geekcast Radio Network.
You're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Welcome to Geekcast Radio. I am your host, TF2 and Mike, and this is a brand new interview here on GCR, the flagship podcast of the Geekcast Radio Network. There was a huge announcement earlier from one of our favorite companies. Today I have on the line with me, now you'll have to forgive me, good sir, because I have no idea how to say your last name, but we have Elliot Rutstein?
Rutstein.
Rutstein, there we
I've
go.
I've gotten all kinds of pronunciations over the years, so no worries.
So we have Elliot from Shout Factory, and you are the web developer content creator?
You could say that. My business card reads Director of Web and Digital Development, that might mean at this point, but... Yeah, I mean, I guess the one-liner is I oversee a lot of project management for our digital platform, so our website, mm-hmm. online store, and now Shout Factory TV.
Awesome, awesome. How long have you been with Shout Factory?
I've been here probably a little over 7 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the time has flown by, definitely, but it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Lots of company baseball games in that amount of time.
Yes.
Sorry. I remember that was one of the first skits Brian Ward did on your weekly show.
Oh, yeah.
He showed the company softball.
We're trying to get the softball team back together pretty soon, so we'll see. Maybe we'll get another appearance in there.
Awesome. All right, so... I know I should have the information in front of me, but I don't. When did Shout Factory TV launch?
So we launched just earlier this month. I believe it was about February 5th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What made you guys want to? Because when everyone thinks of Shout Factory, they think mm-hmm. of DVDs and Blu-rays and all that kind of stuff. I know Shout Factory has done some music releases in a very limited scope, but mainly for us that, you know, grew up in the 80s and 90s and, you know, even, you know, those classic, you know, film and horror fans and comedies and all that stuff, you know, we know Shout Factory as a DVD company, a DVD production company. So what made Shout Factory say, hey, we're going to hit the streaming and we're going to get, you know, all this digital content out to our fans?
Sure. Well, it's partly because of that impression. You know, when I started 7 years ago, that's pretty much exclusively what we were, just mm-hmm. a DVD, and I'm not even sure at that point if we were doing Blu-ray, but...
Well, since then, yeah.
So we've grown a place in the market with that kind of side, and after a while, you know, we've over the years been embracing digital in different ways. We've been providing digital content for download and streaming on different platforms. And we've kind of just came together with a collaborative idea that we wanted to bring that same passion and care we put into DVD and Blu-ray releases and apply that to the digital world. So mm-hmm. instead of being in fear of digital as something that's, you know, inevitably where media is heading, we're looking to embrace it, make sure we're firmly planted in the 21st century, and find ways where, you know, honestly, the DVD and Blu-ray business for us is still going very strong. And
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah. And we're very proud of that. We're looking for ways to kind of merge the two. You know, we can exist with feet in both worlds and have them live side by side. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And not everybody that is a fan of the company, not mm-hmm. everyone can get, you know, a complete series set of whatever their favorite show might be right off the bat, because obviously, you know, you take the the giant redhead, the giant Red Ranger
the
head.
Red Ranger
not everyone's
helmet.
Gonna,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, not everyone's going to be able to buy that. So it would be nice to, you know, now that you guys have gone digital, everyone go check out, of course, after you listen to this, go check out ShoutFactoryTV.com. Mm-hmm. The service is free. What? How did this? Was there ever a notion of should we have people sign up and pay for this like Netflix, or do we want?
There,
what was the planning behind all that?
Yeah, we definitely put a lot of thought into how we wanted to position the platform, and we came together on an agreement that really we wanted the platform to be free. We wanted it to be accessible to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So it is ad supported. That's, you know, the compromise you often get with a free video streaming service. But yeah, we didn't want too many roadblocks. So there's no subscription or sign up required. We wanted to make sure whoever wanted access was able to. And like you said, there are properties out there where sometimes, you know, unfortunately, whether it's contractually or financially, it doesn't work to put out a complete series or really give it that kind of effort. This is now a platform which we can use as another alternative to at least get content out to fans.
Mm-hmm. And the other cool thing, I think, and I'll ask you this in a minute about
mm-hmm.
future content of the service, but another cool thing I think is, you know, you get some of these DVD sets that you guys have put out 3, 4, 5 years ago that may not be easily found anymore because they've gone out of print or
certainly.
Whatever. I would only assume that you guys have deals in place with companies like Hasbro or, Hasbro's the only one I can think of off the top of my head. But, you know, I'm sure you guys would eventually put deals in place with Hasbro and say, hey, you know, we released this DVD set of your product, but it's, you know, we're no longer printing it. Do we, you know, can we strike a deal to get it on, Shout Factory TV?
Yeah.
Now, the funny thing about when you guys launched, the absolute comedic thing about this is over the last month and a half, 2 months, Netflix has been slowly threatening its users that, oh my God, Gem and the Holograms is leaving February 17th. Oh my God, it's now leaving this date or this date or this date. And same thing with My Little Pony. Most of the Transformers stuff is no longer on Netflix. So my question is, are we going to see that content roll over to your all site? Or
so,
is that something you can't talk about? Or I don't know.
I will talk about as much as I can. And I'll first say, in a very broad sense, we definitely are going back to companies that we've licensed content for physical releases. And sometimes the contract includes digital rights to begin with. And for a lot of that, we're, you know, it's either on Shout TV right now or we have a plan to roll that out in the near future. But we definitely are always in further negotiations to see what we can get. As far as the content you named, a lot of the Hasbro properties, those specifically, we never did receive digital rights. I believe those are all retained by Hasbro. But we're definitely interested, and we're in open talks to see what possibilities there are in the future. So I would say right now it's not something that, you know, you can jump on ShoutFactoryTV.com and find. But say never. You know, we're actively looking out there for things.
And, you know, guys, like I said, if you go over to their website here, you can find their original series that they've put on YouTube and stuff like Your Weekly Shout-Out with Brian Ward, stuff like Why We Love It, stuff like Bushido Man, the web series. They even have a live stream archive, so if any of you wanted to see the...
All right, the Power Morphicon. From last year, we have that stream archived up there. I mean, yeah, another idea behind this was to basically gather things together in one place. So we have our YouTube channel, which is great, and we have a lot of good original content that's going on there. And we have our channel on Hulu with content. We have a lot of content in different places out there in the streaming world. And Shout Factory TV is also a place to gather that together. So mm-hmm. you can come to one site and kind of find everything that we want to showcase.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I know a buddy of mine, Steve Megatron, who's a huge Weird Al fan.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, you can go over to their site right now, watch episodes of the Weird Al show. They've got home movies. They've got reboot, both seasons. Father Knows Best. It's just an amazing piece of work that you guys are creating here, because I think that the possibilities are endless, honestly.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, we do too. We certainly hope so. And we hope that the content that we're putting up here is a similar reflection of, you know, who Shout Factory is as a company, the image that we've built over the years with our physical releases. It's not going to be a complete mirror as far as if we put it out on DVD, will it be on Shout Factory TV? There's right. going to be content on one and not the other in both sides, but mm-hmm. we definitely want to keep that kind of that cult feel, that classic television feel, a lot of stand-up comedy specials and music specials, original content like you were talking about. So we're definitely looking to keep it both broad but also at the same time under that Shout umbrella.
Absolutely. What went into the planning and the choices for the content that's currently on the site? I've already listed numerous shows that are on here, but what was the stages? What was the meeting like when everyone sat down and said, well, this is what we'd like to put on here and this is what we can put on here? How did that go about getting, you know, you guys choosing what was actually going to launch with the new platform?
Sure. At launch, I mean, we knew to get things out the door, we would first look at, okay, what do we have the rights to put up there? And then obviously there's another list of things that we think we can get the rights to, and then there's a list of content where, you know, it would be really great if we could get the rights to, and we're looking into that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of what's up there right now, we had the rights to, we had the assets available, so we started working on that to ingest them for use on Shout TV. And like I said, we wanted to make sure we had really strong tentpoles out the door. So Mystery Science Theater is a big part of the site. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned home movies, classic television. We have a lot of classic films that we recently acquired and we got digital rights to. So we have titles like Stagecoach and Death of a Salesman. So we're really trying to see what's available to us at the moment, make sure that gets passed on to our fans and that it's available to them on the platform. But yeah, we definitely have ongoing meetings as far as new acquisitions, what we want to feature. The current rollout is going to be basically a monthly or semi-monthly rollout of new content. So coming up actually on March 2nd, we'll have new titles up there as well. So we're always looking to see, okay, what can we get in next month? What can we put on the calendar several months down the road? And we're managing that programming calendar, you know, as best as we can. And we're very excited with some of the stuff that's already slated for coming months.
Awesome. Now, with the stuff that you're going to be adding in, does that mm-hmm. mean, like what Netflix does that mean some of the content that's already here is going to go away?
So
to make room for the new content, or how is that going to work?
I wouldn't say it's necessary to make room for the new content, and as a standard practice, we're not going to be taking content down all the time. Mm-hmm. There will be times where we might get limited rights to put something up for, say, a one-month period as a very specific promotion. So that might happen where we'll put something up at the beginning of the month, and we'll let everyone know from the start, this is up for 4 weeks, this is up for 2 weeks, 2 months, whatever it might be, if that's the case, so that there won't be surprises of things disappearing off the platform. But like I said, the majority of the content we're looking to keep up there so that you can know what to expect and find what you're looking for.
Mm. Absolutely. I already, outside of, like, you know, stuff like Reboot and some of the other comedy TV, like, I saw you guys have Webster up there as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, because as we're talking about this, I'm going through and making sure I can hit on different things that I know people are going to be interested in. You guys have two Steve Martin comedy specials on here, Wild and Crazy Guy and Comedy Is Not Pretty. I cannot wait to watch Wild and Crazy Guy. I have not seen that in so long.
They are fantastic. And I will say, we have a few other Steve Martin specials that we're planning to add to the system shortly, so you can expect more of that.
Sweet. Now, I haven't really tested out, like, I haven't had a chance yet to watch something on here. How does that all work? Is it just, because I noticed when I clicked on, you guys all actually have on here Kevin Smith's Smautomations.
Mm-hmm.
When I clicked on it had a Hulu thing at the bottom of it. So how is the video player, kind of, talk about that aspect of it as
sure.
far as where you guys are getting the content from to put on here.
So, yeah, the idea behind Shout Factory TV at a very top level is that it's player agnostic. And we actually have several different players that feed it.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a version of the Hulu player that we've licensed
okay.
from them. So basically content that we either already had up on our Hulu channel or are continuing to put up there, that's now considered, you know, watching Shout Factory TV content on Hulu. We're using that Hulu player and embedding it on our site. So,
okay.
So it's a mutually beneficial relationship there. And in places where we can't use the Hulu player or there are reasons why we might want to use a different player, say, for instance, you know, if you're watching on your phone, on mobile, or if you're, you know, a fan of ours up in Canada and you're watching there, then you'll have a different player come in its place and present content. So the actual experience from a user side should be pretty seamless. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, if you're noticing, you know, the slight different aesthetic in buttons, things like that, there will be a few different players that'll come in and out depending on what you're watching, where you're watching, you know, all of that.
Now, you mentioned Canada. Mm-hmm. Is Shout Factory TV worldwide or is it just North America?
Right now, it's North America, and that mostly has to do with a lot of our, you know, rights restrictions that we have from our
right.
contracts. And yeah. as far as Canada goes, we definitely want to present as much content up there as we can. There are a few titles where we don't have Canadian rights. And
okay.
so in those instances, you may watch a piece of content and get a notice from the player that says, this content is not available on your device. That's
mm-hmm.
likely what that is. And we're working to put up more information on the site that kind of calls out exactly what you can expect to work in different places so that there's no confusion. But yeah, ideally
okay.
we want it to work, you know, in as many places as possible.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
My main question about Canada is I know that certain, like, again, it's, I'm sorry to keep referencing Netflix, but it's the one I use all the time.
Sure.
It's the one I pay for. So, you know, with Netflix, I know some of my Canadian friends have said, oh, well, you guys get tons more stuff than what we get. Or sometimes somebody will say, oh, well, this show's on Netflix Canada, but yet it's not here on Netflix US. Is all of the content on ShoutFactoryTV.com the same in both countries or...
Well, like I said, everything that we put up will be available in the U.S., and most
mm-hmm.
of what we put up will be available in Canada. But there will be that slight gap depending property to property on
mm-hmm.
what we have the rights to show in other countries.
Right. Absolutely. What's the plan going forward for the... Because like we already said, it can only grow exponentially, but what are some of the plans coming up for you guys?
Yeah, so right now, in addition to ShoutFactoryTV.com, where you can access it either on a desktop or mobile browser, we also have an app up on Roku. We launched
mm-hmm.
that at the same time, so you can find us there. And our plans at the moment are kind of twofold, one of which is to really expand our reach onto other platforms and develop Shout Factory TV apps to be used on other devices and in other app marketplaces. So we're right now in the stages of working out, you know, what will be launched, when it'll be launched. We definitely have a lot of things going on behind the scenes on that side. And on the other side of it is the content itself. So we're actively reaching out to, you know, different companies, seeing what we can acquire for Shout Factory TV. We're hoping now that it's launched and a lot of people are able to get their hands on it, play around with it, that, you know, we'll get some ideas thrown our way. We have, you know, a general support inbox that we've set up through the site where we've gotten great recommendations from fans already saying, you know, it'd be great if you could put up X or Y or Z. So all those kinds of things we're looking into, and we're just as excited too. You know, like you
Absolutely.
Said, there are a lot of ways that this can grow, and we'll see it through, you know, as much as we can in the coming months and, you know, definitely out into the future.
Absolutely. Work on that Hasbro deal.
Oh, yeah. We're doing our best there, certainly.
Right. Now, I know convention season is already kind of, it isn't fully kicked in, but it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys go to conventions this year, are the streaming events going to be available live on Shout Factory TV, or are they going to be live on YouTube and then they'll be placed on Shout Factory TV after the fact?
So that is one of our plans, is to use Shout Factory TV as that live environment. So like I said, we have a few different players that we can go to. We might have a YouTube player on Shout Factory TV streaming it, or it could be a different player if we use a different platform. But that kind of gives us that freedom and flexibility. So whether we're down at BotCon or if we're down at Comic-Con and we're presenting any live content or a live stream event, basically you can know that you'll find it at ShoutFactoryTV.com going forward. And like I said, the actual player or how it will be presented to you, you know, we'll work on behind the scenes, but that at least gives everyone a clear message on one place to go to find that event. And when we can, we would love to archive and put those live streams up on Shout TV after the fact to keep them up there. So yeah, that's all certainly part of the plan.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right. Is there anything else you want to bring up about the site or anything you want the fans to know about for ShoutFactoryTV.com?
I would say so. March is right around the corner, and we're planning
yeah,
on...
Yeah. Give us a preview.
I can give you guys, yeah, a little preview of what we have planned for that content. So one of the things we're doing is we're going to be featuring films from our Werner Herzog collection, which was a Blu-ray set we put out last year. And so you'll see a lot of those go up on the site shortly. We're also going to be starting a monthly promotion around Gerry Anderson. And so right now he's not necessarily a household name, but
right.
He was the showrunner behind a lot of shows where he used what he called Super Marionation. And the most popular was Thunderbirds. And we recently have licensed Thunderbird, Stingray, Fireball, XL5, there's a whole list of them. We've been rolling out DVD complete series sets of them. So we're going to use Shout Factory TV as a way to promote a lot of content from those properties. So like I had said earlier, to help, you know, physical and digital go hand in hand and work together to one promotes the other. So a lot of that you'll start seeing in March. And what else can I say? Shout Factory TV, we just set up accounts for it on both Facebook and Twitter, in addition to the general Shout Factory accounts. So definitely check us out there, I would say, for programming and platform updates. And if nothing else, on March 2nd, when we roll out all the March content, come back to the site on Monday and have a look.
Awesome. So when you guys roll out content, it's not going to be like over the month's period, you're going to roll out all that month's content on one day.
So that's one thing we're currently kind of feeling out the best way to do that. I would say in general, most of the content is going to go up the very beginning of the month. there might be some special featured content that we put up halfway through the month. But yeah, as a general guide, I would at the very least come back, you know, the beginning of every month to see what's new and what's featured.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. No, I can't wait to really dig into this thing. Especially, like I said, that Steve Martin special. Now that I saw it's on here, I can't wait to watch that again.
Excellent. No, I'm glad to hear that.
Absolutely. There is a ton of stuff on ShotFactoryTV.com, folks. There's a ton of stuff that they're working on and that's coming for them. Go check them out. Give it a try. It's free. It's not, you know, like Elliot said at the beginning of the interview, you don't have to sign up for anything. You just go to the website, you click on a program.
Click play, and there you go.
Yep, absolutely. So I'd like to thank Elliot for taking the time with me here today on Geekcast Radio. Do you guys have a slogan for the website yet?
So we've got Changing the Channel up there right now, and we're very excited to kind of have that ability in the digital age to change what a channel is and that whole impression. So definitely come by ShoutFactoryTV.com and check us out.
Absolutely. All right, folks, I will catch you next time here on Geekcast Radio. Coming up, we've got a special little mini arc of the podcast coming up. Episodes 81 to 86 is going to be something we've never done before. We're going to talk about a certain sports entertainment company, so that's coming up. Unleash the Geek in You, and we will catch you next time.
Look, we've only got 5 minutes.
Is he nervous?
Oh, I've never seen him look more up for a show. He never felt better.
Yeah.
All right. Here you are.
Thank you.
The Steve Martin Special, a wild and crazy guy. An Aspen Film Society production.
Oh boy, late arrivals!
Gosh, this is starting to go over. I like this. Wow, look at this audience. Aw, there's my mom and dad. I always did take after my mom. And look at that guy. Doesn't he realize they don't allow smoking in here?
I'm not into that one-night thing. I think a person should get to know someone and even be in love with them before you use and degrade them. Gosh, look at her. I'd sure like to get her in the sack.
So, you want to get in the sack? Come on, just get in the sack. Come on, what difference does it make? I spent all that money on dinner. I thought for sure you were going to get in the sack. Now, come on, just get in the sack. Oh, just a little bit. Just a little ways, then.
No, that fooling around is not for me. I learned my lesson.
Officer, that's him. That's the man.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, wait, I've never been to Duluth. I don't know this woman. I mean, what makes you think that baby's mine?
You've just listened to Geekcast Radio on the Geekcast Radio Network. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. First, visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on all of our different podcasts. Second, you can rate our show and leave us feedback in iTunes. Third, follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio. Fourth, become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradio. Call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you are leaving the message for and your name. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.